I'm mad as hell. Mad as hell, because they in there fooling around and junk. And this girl came with me. She just met this dude. She don't even know his name. And they in there fooling around and junk. I'm like, I've been trying for weeks to clap them cheeks. What's going on, you guys? And welcome back to A Different Perspective. If you haven't already, make sure you hit that subscribe button for your boy. Y'all, today is the day. This is episode 2. Of me telling you guys about the times I've simped over women. This story is going to be a banger. This is probably one of the worst ones yet. It might be the worst one. But that's just how I feel about it. You know what I'm saying? So, let's go ahead and dive into it. Sorry I'm sitting a little low. The hydraulic in this chair, my fat ass done messed it up. And now the hydraulic don't go up no more. I just ordered another cylinder replacement kit. So, it'll be here Thursday. But anyway, y'all, so story number 2 of the time I simped over women. This was right after high school. The first story I told you was in high school. This time was right after high school. Mind you, at this time, I'm still completely inexperienced when it comes to women. Girls, whatever you want to call it, don't know what the heck I was doing whatsoever. So during this time, there was this baddie, this bad little yellow bone that stayed in my apartments, right? Bad little yellow bone. She was still in high school. She flunked like 2 years, stayed back behind 2 years, so she's still in school. But bad as heck, right? And at this time, yeah, your boy was slim. Your boy was fit. I'm going to put a picture up on the screen. This is what I was looking like back then. You know what I'm saying? Slim, fit, stayed working out, stayed riding my skateboard all the time. So this girl would see me every now and then ride my skateboard. And I could tell I caught her attention. You know what I'm saying? And then I would like approach her, talk to her a little bit. And she would just tell me how attractive she thought I was, right? So I'm over here feeling like I'm on my high horse. I got this baddie, this bad little yellow bone, small waist, tiggle bitties, cute as hell, all into me, right? Cool. So, but mind you, I didn't know what I was doing. I did not know what I was doing. So, of course, I simped and I failed when it came to getting this girl. This is how it usually happens, right? This is how it usually happens. A girl may see a guy, she might find him attractive, but as soon as he opens his mouth, that tells her everything that she needs to know about this dude, or at least in the beginning. So for me back then, since I didn't really know how to talk to girls, as soon as I open my mouth, I sound like a lame. I sound like a loser. But you know, she still had some attraction to me, so she had to really feel me out for a little bit. But the more I talk, the more lame I sound. Yeah, of course, because I was a lame. I'm gonna tell you right now, I was a lame. But there was something about this girl, though. There was something about this girl that had me cautious. Had me really cautious. And that was the fact that she was a known hoe. Yes, she was a known hoe. Nonetheless, I found her to be very attractive and I wanted to make her my girl. I didn't know what I was doing. You know not to turn no hoes into no housewives, right? So I'm over here trying to get to know this girl. One day we're sitting on her stairs and we're just talking, and I was telling her I wanted her to be my girl, and I could just tell by the look on her face that she didn't want things to go in that direction, right? And then she started saying some stuff like, oh, I don't think I'm really ready for a relationship, you know, blah, blah, blah. I'm just, you know, we can hang and, you know, have fun or, you know, chill or whatever. But I didn't know what the heck that meant. I didn't even understand how to move in that direction. All I thought was guys get girls, they become boyfriend and girlfriend, and that's when all the other stuff comes. That's what I thought. I was young. I was naive. I don't know. I had never had a girl before. So when it came to a girl like her who was very, very experienced, I wasn't ready for a girl like that. So we're sitting on her stairs, and I was like, nah, look, I want you to be my girl, yada, yada, yada. And then she kind of was like looking and thinking. She was like, okay, I guess. And then I was like, all right, now we got to seal it with a kiss. And then I moved in and we kissed. And then like literally the next day, she was like, look, I don't want to do this whole boyfriend girlfriend thing. Let's go ahead and act like that never happened. I was like, all right, cool, whatever. So anytime I would get a little money, I'd be like, hey, come hang out with me. Let's go somewhere. We would go to the mall. We wouldn't shop for nothing. We'd just walk around that mug. We was broke. We'll go to the mall, hang out. And mind you, at the mall, there would be other people there that would see us from like school, right? And they would just kind of give us these weird looks. And in my mind, I was thinking, I was like, yo, these dudes probably over here looking like, bro, I know darn well he ain't out here in public with this chick. I was like, oh, snap. I can't even be here right now. I gotta go. So, I'm for real. That just happened. Every time I get some little money, I ask her if she want to come hang out with me. And we just go somewhere, you know, enjoy each other's time together. Here's where the story takes a turn for the worse. So, one day, I had a little money in my pocket and I wanted to smoke. I used to smoke and drink back then a lot. So, I was like, yo, hey, you want to come roll with me? I'm about to go to my connect. It's going to take us a couple of buses to get there, but I'm about to roll to my connect and go get some buds. You trying to ride with me? She was like, yeah, yeah. She was like, I'm down, but I don't really want to smoke. I'm like, why not? She was like, when I smoke, I do things. Like, I might jump all over you. I was like, oh, snap, for real? Oh, like, we definitely smoking then. So we hop on the bus, ride to the train station, get to the train station, get on another bus to go to where my connect stays at, right? So on the second bus, we get on there, we're riding for a little bit, and a couple of stops before we get off, these two young dudes about my age got on the bus, and they completely disregard that I was there. They're trying to talk to her, spit game at her, while her and I are sitting on a bus together, right next to each other, almost like boyfriend and girlfriend. And this girl had the nerve to tell these boys that she was like, oh, this is just my bestie, and I'm over here looking at her like, I ain't trying to be your bestie. What you talking about? So they over here trying to holler at her right in front of me. And they probably got the sense that I was a lame. You know what I'm saying? They probably looked at me and could tell that I was a lame. Because sometimes lames can give off that vibe. They don't got to say nothing. It's all in their body language. They just don't exude confidence. And me back then, zero confidence. I didn't have any at all. Even though I was slim and good looking or whatever, I ain't had no confidence nonetheless. So they talking, trying to spit game at her. She ends up brushing them off, which I was happy. I was like, okay, cool. She brushed them off or whatever. We get off the bus and we pull up to my connect's crib. And I got the little shorty with me and I'm over here like flexing. They see she cute, you know, rolling with your boy and all this. So we get the bud and we peel out. Mind you, I had a homeboy, a good friend of mine that stayed in these same apartments. So I was like, hey, so my homeboy actually stays over here too. Like, you down to see if he over here at the crib, we could probably post up and smoke at his spot. She was like, okay, cool. So we walk over to my homeboy's crib. I'm knocking on the door. She stands at the bottom of the stairs. I'm knocking on the door. He opens up the door. He's like, hey, bro, hey, what's up with you? He was like, hey, do me a favor. Like, go downstairs. I'll be down there in about 5 minutes. I was like, well, all right, whatever. So I go down the stairs, hang out. We down there for about 5-10 minutes. And then he comes out the door. He comes down the stairs with a wife beater on and like some dicky pants or whatever. And he was a gang member. He was a Sudango. He was in a Mexican gang, in a Spanish gang, but he was black. Black. He was a black dude in a Spanish gang. Long story there. Long story. That's a story for another time. So he comes down and immediately he jumps into this crazy story. He's like, bro. He was like, man, you won't believe what happened last night, man. He's like, this past 24 hours been crazy, dog. He's like, man, my mom got arrested last night. I was like, what? He was like, yeah, man. It was like on some domestic violence mess. He was like, bro, come in the house. Come in the house. Y'all come in the house, man. We'll talk about it more. So we walk up the stairs. We go in the house. And his little brother and his older sister in the living room. Older sister sitting on the couch talking on the phone to her boyfriend. Little brother playing Call of Duty. We walk past them and we go into the bedroom. So we get in the bedroom. He tells us to sit down on the bed. So he sits on the far left. I make sure I put space in between him and her. So I sit in the middle and she sits to the right of me. So I'm like, yo, what's going on with you, man? He was like, man, let me tell you about last night, bro. So besides what I told y'all about my mom getting arrested, he was like, I was kicking it with the homies. You know what we do is hanging at the crib and junk, talking, drinking, all this type of stuff. And then next thing I know, this shorty pull up. And I'm heated because I told my boy that I don't F with her no more. And I don't ever want to see her again. So she pull up. I spot her. And I'm trying to sneak off into the next room so that she won't see me because I don't want to talk to her. She mad annoying. So he's like, I snuck off in the next room. He was like, about 10, 20 minutes later, she ended up coming in that room. And then they sitting there arguing. He said, next thing I know, I was clapping them cheeks in the homie's bedroom. I was like, what? He was like, yeah, man. He was like, yeah, we were talking for a minute or whatever. And then I ended up smashing raw right there. Just cock out. and I was gone. I peeled up out of there immediately after because I still don't want to ever talk to her again. Mind you, in the middle of him telling this story, I'm looking over at the girl left and right. I'm looking at her and I'm looking back at him. And every time I look at her, she's looking at him like she is so intrigued by this story. She's over there like, and I'm like, why is this girl looking mesmerized by this messed up story that this dude is telling? I'm like, what is going on here? I couldn't figure it out. So he's talking, telling more of this crazy story. And then I end up getting up and going to the bathroom. I'm in my mind, I'm thinking I'm okay to leave her right here in the room with him because she just heard this messed up story. This dude got this crazy ass toxic life that he lives. I'm like, she ain't gonna want nothing to do with this, man. I'm a good guy. She'll want me over him. So I ain't even worried about it. Plus, he's short and ugly, and these are her words. So I get up, I go to the bathroom, right? I'm in there like 2 minutes tops. My boy got game. That boy was in there spitting game in that short time I was in the bathroom taking a piss. So I come out the bathroom, I walk in there, and them two are sitting on the bed next to each other. I mean, she took my spot, so I had to sit where she was sitting at on the far side of the bed. So I'm in there. They're talking a little bit. I'm trying to kind of get myself in the conversation, too, to kind of put a little distance in between them with the conversations. But, yeah, they talking to this, that, and the fourth. And then somehow the conversation switched and became about me. So she ended up telling him about the time where I had her over my crib. I had invited her over the crib. My mom was gone out with her sister for the day. They were shopping or whatever. So I told her to slide through the crib so we can hang out in my room, watch some TV, chill, eat, you know, this, that, and the fourth. And I cooked up a little meal for her and all this type of stuff. She was making fun of me because of the fact that I didn't try to push up on her and make a move while I had her at my crib in my bed. Then he's over there like, what? He ain't even trying to make a move on you? He was like, man, Shardy, you so bad. I would have definitely made a move on you if I had you in my room. We're in his room. So I'm over there just kind of just heated. I'm over there sitting in the corner like, damn, this chick over here clowning me. After that incident, this is one of the times that I had actually learned. I actually learned something. And I promised myself that I was going to take moving forward. And that is, if you ever, as a guy, have a female over your crib, specifically in your room, and y'all are chilling and you don't make a move, that's a problem. That is a huge problem. I can tell y'all, we can go more in depth about this story later. I had this conversation with some other female friends of mine. But yes, it is a problem. But fellas, y'all all know, this is kind of a rule of thumb for us. It's a spoken rule of thumb. If you got a girl in your room, you gotta make a move. You gotta make a move. Because the female will look at you like you're lame or a loser or scared if you don't. Prime example, my roommate in my last apartment that I lived in, this is like a year ago, right? There was twice where he brought a girl home. There was two times, two separate incidents where he brought a female back to the crib, back to his room, closed the door, had the TV on, yada, yada, yada. This is what he did. He had a chair in the corner of his room where he sat in that chair and watched TV, and the girl sat on the bed and watched TV. They just sat there and just watched movies. Those girls never hung out with him again. They never hung out with him again after that. He went on multiple dates with these girls to get them comfortable enough to come back to the crib. They came back to the crib and he didn't even try nothing with them. I tried to tell him, I'm like, bro, if you don't make a move, you're gonna lose them. You have to at least make a move so that they can feel your masculinity, so they can feel that you desire them sexually. If not, it's a problem. Y'all know, rule of thumb, girl in your room, make a move, but proceed with caution. If she say no, then guess what? Back the hell off. So I'm sitting here being made fun of by my friend and this dang girl, and I'm feeling some type of way. And she started saying other stuff about how I wasn't making a move or pushing up on her hard enough. So I kind of changed the story up and diverted a bit and get it off of me. And then next thing I know, my boy was like, hey, I got some money for some bud. Hey, go hit up the connect and get some old bud and bring it back. I'm like, huh? I'm like, you go get it. Like, why are you telling me to go get it? I'm like, you go get it, fool. He's like, nah, nah, man, I can't. I gotta stay right here in case my mom call, cause I gotta talk to her. She said I can't leave the house, bro. She said I can't leave the house with nothing, cause she might be getting bonded out today. I'm like, all right, bro, give me the money, man. I like you got a Relo. He's like, nah, I don't got a Relo. You think you can go get one of them too? I like, nah, bro, I bought a double pack, man. So I got you on that. But all right, man, I'll go get the bus. So I hit the connect up. I get over there, whoop, whoop, come back with a quick. Because I left the girl there. Because I asked her, like, you want to roll with me? She like, nah, I feel like going outside. It's hot out there. I don't feel like walking no more. But I'll just stay right here and chill. I'm like, all right, y'all. Forget y'all, man. So I go get it, come back. I ain't no fool. I already know he's about to be pushing up on her. I already know. So I come back, walk in the door. And the little brother is trying to stop me from getting in the room. I'm like, bro, what you doing? Move, shawty. I'm like, move out the way, man. I'm trying to get up in here. You're like, nah, man, come hang out with me. I haven't seen you in a while. Come play Call of Duty with me. I want to play Call of Duty with you. I bet y'all beat you in Call of Duty. I'm like, bro, I ain't here for all that. I ain't trying to play Call of Duty with you. Move out the way. I'm about to go in there. Then he's like, no. My brother told me not to let you in the room. I was like, what? Huh? Move out the way. So I cracked the door open, and I'm looking to see what's going on in there. They laid out on the bed making out, his hand all up under her shirt, squeezing on them tickle bitties. And I'm like, bro, I'm like heated. So I just kind of like close the door back. They didn't even realize I opened the door. I close the door back. I like, you know what? I ain't even gonna trip. She's not my girl. She's not my girl. Clearly, I'm not doing enough to push up on her or whatever the case may be. So I'm just gonna chill. I ain't even gonna bother with it. So I was like, all right, bro, let's play some Call of Duty, man. Mind you, at this time, I was a beast at Call of Duty. I just started back playing. But back then, I was a beast. I was good enough to where I was in this clan called Infamous One, where we had a website with our rankings on them. The clan leader built and structured this dope ass website that had all of our rankings on them. Everybody that was in this clan was in the military, navy, or army, except for me. I was just that good that they wanted me to join them. But anyway, so I'm sitting here and I'm getting my ass handed to me in this game. I can't focus on this game for nothing in the world. All I can think about is what they doing in the room right behind me. So I was like, man, forget this mess. Man, I threw that controller down. I got up. I opened the door up. They look up at me. And I'm like, bro, tell this girl how to get home, bro. I'm out. So I stormed up out the door, man. I'm going to the bus stop mad. All the way home, I'm mad as hell. Mad as hell. Because they in there fooling around and junk. And this girl came with me. She just met this dude. She don't even know his name. And they in there fooling around the joint. I'm like, I've been trying for weeks to clap them cheeks. He just met her and he about to get it now. So that's all that's going through my mind. I go home, right? Next day, she calls me up. She's like, why did you leave? I'm like, are you kidding me? What you mean, why did I leave? You had me in there looking like a fool, talking junk about me and then hooking up with my boy right there in front of me. What you mean, why did I leave? She was like, oh yeah, but we just kissed and we just fell up on each other. Like, I didn't go all the way with him. I didn't go all the way even though I wanted to. I'm like, huh? She's like, yeah, I wanted to, but you know, I was sad that you left. You know, you're my bestie. I'm like, what? Where's this coming from? She was like, I was sad that you left, so I didn't want to do nothing. So I just left. I stayed there for a little bit longer, then I just left and then came back home. He told me how to get back. I was like, are you kidding me, bro? I'm like, you, wow. She was like, yeah, but I'm gonna go back tomorrow. She was like, I want it. I'm like, oh hell, I'm done. Like, leave me alone, I'm done. So she went back over there the next day. And then 2 days after that, I hear from her again. And she's like, I think I'm pregnant. I was like, huh? She was like, yeah, I went over there. She gonna go into details. I'm like, I don't want to hear all that. She was like, yeah, but yeah, I'm pretty sure I'm pregnant. I was like, whatever, you wild. And I'm like, I don't even think you pregnant. I'm like, girl, how you know? It's been 2 days. Like, how do you know? She was like, I'm a female. I know my body. I'm like, whatever, you wilding. A couple of days later, I went back down to my connect. I hit my boy up, hung out with him. And I'm like, bro, what happened, dog? What happened between you and the girl? He was like, man, I ain't even gonna hold you, bro. He was like, man, she got that good. I was like, bruh, stop. He was like, man, she got that good, bro. He was like, man, thank you for bringing that through. I'm like, bro, if I don't feel like the biggest loser right now. He was like, man, that jump was so good. He was like, I had to go raw on that jump, man. He's like, I bushed all up in that. I'm like, you a fool. I'm like, you is a whole fool. You busted. I was like, bro. I like, that's why she said she pregnant. He's like, ah, she ain't pregnant, bro. I like, bro, you came inside. That could happen. Fast forward. Turns out she was pregnant. Turns out she was. Couple of days after that, I see this girl randomly on the bus somewhere, right? And she had a bump on her lip. She had a bump, big old juicy bump on her lip. I'm like, yeah. I didn't even tell you guys. Part of the reason I was so hesitant of hooking up with her is because she says she don't like rubbers. I'm a young dude that ain't trying to get caught up with nothing out here. I don't want no S to the D's. I don't want no babies. I don't want none of that stuff. I like, so yo, we either going rubber or not at all. She was like, yeah, I don't like those. She's like, that takes away the feeling. I'm like, woman, you can penetrate it. If it's taking feeling from anybody, the most is me. It's us. So I'm like, yeah, nah, I can't even do it. I'm like, look. So all this time too, that's part of the reason why I didn't get in, because I was trying to convince her, let's do this with the rubbers. I'm over here thinking, I'm like, yo, I think some women be spiteful of men. So they be purposefully out here spreading stuff around. Like, I'm like, you don't have to be a hoe. You know what I'm saying? But like, the way you moving, it's almost like you're after men. Cause what type of woman would say that, oh, I don't want to use a rubber. I'm like, you not trying to protect yourself from all that is out here? Are you kidding me? So I'm like, I was glad. After I saw that bump on that lip, I was so glad. She had that bump, you know what I'm saying? I was so glad that I didn't fool with that girl. Fast forward to today and me thinking back on, you know, that situation back then and what she was going through in life. Me trying to figure out why it was that this young, very attractive girl was moving around in the way that she was. When I think back on it now, she had a toxic relationship with her mother and father. I'm not sure if her mother was still alive, but I know she didn't have a good relationship with her father. In my apartment, she lived with her aunt and her guy cousin. She lived with her aunt and her cousin. And when that incident occurred, where she ended up getting pregnant by my boy, her father came from wherever the heck he came from, I think a different state, picked her up, took her back to be with him and get an abortion. So rewind back a little bit. My boy and her, they only dealt with each other for about 2 weeks. He told me that he had kicked her out the house one day. He called me up. He was like, bro, tell that stupid ass to never come back to my house again. I'm like, bro, what's up? He was like, man, she be slapping me too much, man, just for no reason. We was just sitting there talking and then she just smacked me. I was like, huh? Yeah, man, she just be smacking me and junk. And that junk get mad annoying. And then I thought about it. I was like, yo, she does do that. She just smack you and just think it's cute. I mean, it'd be a hard smack too. She'd be think that junk is cute. She'd be laughing. I'm like, stop doing that mess. She had done that to me like one or two times. But yeah, so he was like, man, she did that junk to me 3 times. He was like, that was the last straw. I told her to stop doing that mess. I don't ever want to see her stupid ass again. I was like, all right, whatever, bro. Like, I don't even talk to her no more, dog. He was like, good, I ain't trying to talk to him no more either. Fast forward like 2 weeks later, this fool come knocking at my door. He's like, hey, bro, what's your... I'm like, well, what you talking about? He's like, well, girl, that man. He's like, I'm trying to get that one more time, man. It was so good. I'm like, bro, stop, dog, stop. I like, nah, man, her dad came in and scooped her up and took her off to wherever the heck he stayed and got her abortion and everything. He's like, damn, man. I was gonna be a dad. I'm like, bro, you stupid. He was like, man, let me know if you hear from her, because I'm trying to get that one more again. I'm like, bro, I don't never want to hear from that girl again, bro. And that was the end of it. That was the end. I simped over this girl for a hot minute trying to get the cakes. And here my friend was. He did absolutely nothing but spit some game. And he got the cake so quick, so easy. I remember back then too, like, and mind you, I'm still a bit hurt about that situation. I was never upset with him. And I told him the day he told me, he was like, I bust in that jump. I was like, the boy's gonna do it. The boy's gonna do it. And technically she was fair game. So I'm not mad at you at all. If anything, I'm mad at her. I was mad at her. I wasn't mad at him. I was mad at her. I was like, hey, the better man won. You got it. You know what I'm saying? But still, I was salty because I was like, man, I know I look better than this fool. And I'm way taller than this man. I'm way taller and I know I look better. This fool dressed like a bum. I stayed fresh back then. I stayed fresh and I was broken. I stayed fresh. You know what I'm saying? So that made me really like look at myself and try to figure out what it was that I was missing. But I'm gonna tell you right now, if you don't have the proper guidance, then all those thoughts and ideas that you may be having about the experiences that you're going through, you may not learn much of anything from, because all I had back then was my thoughts about what it was that I experienced. I didn't learn anything from those situations other than that one, which was the, you better try to push up on a girl if she in your room, because she's probably in your room for a reason. Other than that, I didn't learn anything because I didn't have anybody to explain to me what was going on and how I was supposed to maneuver with that information. So fast forwarding to today with what information I do know, one thing that I can say and share with you all is that a woman, a female, will easily be with a guy or hook up with a guy that she really desires. One that she deems to be exciting, and depending on the female, if he's a bit toxic, she would want to create some balance in his life. If not that, then she may want to be a part of that toxic life because it may sound a bit fun to her. Someone like me back then, I was dull, lame. I didn't do nothing but work out and ride my skateboard and try to stay out of trouble. Females like that would have deemed me to be boring. But there's so much more. There's so much more that I can get into about what I understand in regards to what happened back then with this situation. But y'all know what time it is. You like this story, hit that like button. Hit that subscribe button. Stay tuned for more. As always, you can follow your boy on the gram and Twitter at Artie Kicks. And I'm going to catch you guys in the next one. Woo!